Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Time for prayer. The Bible describes the Christian community in several different ways. The church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, God's holy possession. Stop and think carefully of any one of those names. By the very definition, by association, by our very connection, we are a group of people that are constantly, frequently, regularly under attack. The kind of attack that Jesus describes as steal, kill, and destroy attack. The attack is violent and persistent. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subject to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. Matthew 11 and verse 12. The attacks come in all different forms, but the key word in that text is the word violent. What do we interpret that to mean? The attack is not child's play. It is not the problems that you are having with your spouse or your kids or your supervisor at work or the criminals in your community. No, sir. No, madam. This attack is from a dark place, unseen by the naked eye, but it is real, real, very real. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. People of God, child of God, the Bible is telling us that in this 21st century world that Christians are living in, that there is an organized military force, unknown numbers, different levels, experienced, vicious, armed, intentional, and deliberate, under the command of Satan. The plan is to destroy the church, destroy the body of Christ, destroy you, child of God. I know that this is not what you were expecting to hear, but I feel that the Holy Spirit wants me to talk to us straight. This is a wake-up call, Christians. This is a call to war. My brothers and sisters, this is no time to be playing around. We are in a war. What happened to one nation on October 7th last year is child's play compared to what we are experiencing. The evil assault that the church of God is experiencing. You and I don't have time to waste. It is not about whether you go to a mega church with a powerful and eloquent pastor. It is not about your education and the decent family that you have. It is not about where you live. You are a child of God, and Jesus makes it abundantly clear that this church that was born on the day of Pentecost, because this church is built on the rock Christ Jesus, that this church is not will be, but is under attack. But listen to this part that he makes abundantly clear to us. The attacks and the attackers cannot and will not succeed in their efforts to destroy, will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. I don't have time to discuss the battle plan, but let me reference two scriptures. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9. The next one is the heart of my talk. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians 6 verses 10, 11 and 18. I've said enough. Let us pray. And while we are praying, watch and pray, because you can be attacked even while you are praying. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called us out of a world of sin and shame and destruction. You have called us away from a life of death, and you have brought us into your family. You have given to us the gift of eternal life. You have declared over us that we are the children of God. Today, God, you are making us aware that we are involved in a war. A war, Lord God, that we do not see with our natural eyes, but a war that is going on in the heavenly realms. Lord God, where Satan has organized his forces to come up against us as individual Christians, and to come up against our church, but God, to come up against the bride of Christ. But God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will not back down. We will not fear. We will not sit around idle and allow Satan to make inroads into our Christian community. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we call on the power of the Holy Spirit to energize us, to call us, Lord Jesus, to war, and to help us to realize, Jesus, that we are under attack, but we will not lose. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every single person right now who is listening to this message. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, your divine protection over them, your divine protection over their family, your divine protection over their finances, your divine protection over their health, your divine protection over their jobs. Father, in the name of Jesus, every single area of their lives that is exposed to attack, I pray in the name of Jesus, divine protection. I ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that today, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Holy Spirit will raise up a standard against him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, God, while we have been told that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, help us, God, in Jesus' name, to walk in the abundant life that Jesus gives. Father, in Jesus' name, we are not soldiers who will sleep on the job. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that, God, the Holy Spirit will sensitize us, that we will wake up. We will wake up, and that, God, we will get involved in the battle, in the name of Jesus, that, God, as your people, will fight the fight of faith. Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray a Holy Spirit covering over my brothers and sisters. I pray a Holy Spirit protection over my brothers and sisters. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, God, you will guard us against the unseen attacks of the enemy. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, we will not bow. We will not bow to the threats of the enemy. God, in the name of Jesus, Elisha prayed and he asked you to open the eye of his servants. And God, in that moment, Elijah spoke a statement of victory. There are more that be with us than those that are against us. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us to understand in this 21st century world that we're living in this year 2024, that it is not child's play. It is not a playfield circumstance on a playground. Father, in the name of Jesus, that even now some of us are being attacked directly or indirectly. God, in the name of Jesus, but the power of God is greater than the forces of darkness. Your word says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, God, this morning, as I pray over my brothers and sisters, I ask you to drive out fear. Drive out fear, but cause, Lord God, that we will be sober, we will be vigilant, we will be on the alert, that God, we will engage in warfare prayer in the name of Jesus, because the mighty church of Jesus Christ is marching on to victory. I pray this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.